Hey, whoa. How come automatically you break? Huh? Well, let me break.
It's very simple. I'll tell you why I'm breaking. The last time we played, you broke.
Oh, no, you broke.
Because we tossed the kern. And whenever you toss the kern for the break, I never win.
All right, we'll make it fair and square. I'll toss another kern. Go ahead, you call.
How about let me toss? Give me an even chance. I'll toss the kern.
All right, you toss it. I take heads.
Why do you want heads? Let me take heads. Why are you so particular on wanting heads?
That has nothing to do with it. You're tossing, so I'm calling, and I want heads.
Now, wait a minute. We both want the same thing. I'll play you odds and evens for who gets heads.
All right, I'll take evens.
You what?
I said I'll take evens.
How come you want evens so sneaky?
Go ahead and break the ball!
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. Today is the birthday of Oscar-winning American actor Art Carney, born in Mount Vernon, New York in 1918. With a long career in film, stage, television, and radio, he is best known for playing Ed Norton in the 1950s sitcom The Honeymooners and for his surprising Academy Award for Best Actor win for his role in Paul Mazursky's Harry and Tonto in 1974. Carney was drafted into the Army as an infantryman and machine gun crewman during World War II. During the Battle of Normandy, serving in the 28th Infantry Division, he was wounded in the leg by shrapnel and walked with a limp for the rest of his life. He was a comic singer and was heard often on radio in the 1930s. His film career began with an uncredited role in Pot of Gold in 1941. He was a gifted mimic and worked steadily in radio during the 40s, impersonating celebrities of the day, including President Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill. Carney and Jackie Gleason had developed a good working chemistry beginning in 1950 on a comedy series called Cavalcade of Stars. Carney gained lifelong fame for his portrayal of sewer worker Ed Norton opposite Gleason's bus driver Ralph Cramden. The success of these skits resulted in the famous situation comedy The Honeymooners and revivals that followed. He was nominated for 7 Emmy Awards and won 6. He also recorded prolifically during the 50s for Columbia Records. Two of his biggest hits were The Song of the Sewer, sung in character as Norton, and 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, a spoken word record in which he was accompanied only by a jazz drummer and recited the famous Yuletide poem in syncopation. Some of Carney's recordings were comedy novelty songs, but most were just silly songs intended especially for children. He won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance as Harry Coombs, an elderly man going on the road with his pet cat, in Harry and Tonto. He also won a Golden Globe Award for his performance. On demand in Hollywood after that, Carney appeared in WW and the Dixie Dance Kings as a deranged preacher, The Late Show as an aging detective, and House Calls as a senile chief surgeon. His later films included The Muppets Take Manhattan, the crime drama The Naked Face, and the sci-fi thriller Firestarter. He made his Broadway debut in 1957 as the lead in The Rope Dancers with Siobhan McKenna. His subsequent Broadway appearances included Felix Unger in The Odd Couple opposite Walter Matthau and then Jack Klugman as Oscar Madison. In 1969, he was nominated for a Tony Award for his performance in Brian Friel's Lovers. In 1961-62, Carney played Frank Michelson in the English comedy Phoebe and Henry, as well as Take Her, She's Mine with Phyllis Thaxter as his co-star at the Biltmore Theater in New York. The character was played by James Stewart in the 1963 film version. Art Carney died in his sleep of natural causes on November 9, 2003, just 5 days after his 85th birthday, at his home near Westbrook, Connecticut. He is buried at Riverside Cemetery about an hour away in Old Saybrook. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 4th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.